On the ML side of things, the discussion around building smaller models was huge. Many people are running into what's called catastrophic forgetting, where fine-tuning a small language model makes it forget its general conversational ability. The recommended solution is primarily using techniques like low RA, which keeps the core weights untouched while adapting the model with specialized data. Another major workflow topic involved giving LLM agents memory across multiple sessions. The consensus advice here was to avoid simply dumping full chat history or raw vectors. Instead, create a small, constantly evolving summary for continuity and use a separate, tightly filtered retrieval layer just for specific facts or events. Moving into general AI usage, people are still debating the true cost-benefit of using AI for writing. While it's fantastic for brainstorming, outlining, and generating rough drafts, users noted that rewriting and polishing the text to make it sound genuinely natural often requires nearly as much human effort as starting from scratch. It seems the best use case right now is helping structure your thoughts rather than letting the AI write the final draft entirely. Shifting gears to enterprise AI policy, one of the biggest discussions revolved around access control and government restrictions on advanced models like Anthropic's Mythos. The public reacted strongly because it felt unfair, a rules for thee, but not for me situation. However, the technical consensus explained that the restriction wasn't a total ban. Rather, it was about proving compliance that only large, established organizations with existing regulatory systems could provide access to. On the security front, another topic highlighted the use of advanced models in cyber operations by even low-skilled attackers. The immediate takeaway is that while the news reports are sensational, many experts argue this isn't a fundamentally new type of threat. It represents an escalation and lower bar for existing problems, rather than introducing a totally novel vulnerability category. Finally, looking at major API providers like OpenAI, discussions have zeroed in on cost models. There's a persistent theory suggesting that subscription services might be running heavier quantization or different versions of the model compared to dedicated API access. This could explain potential performance degradation noticed by users and suggests an ongoing effort to balance massive consumer accessibility with cost-effective engineering. The overall trend we see across all subreddits is not just about capability, but about sophisticated usage strategies, from adaptive memory systems to finding powerful open-source alternatives in the burgeoning developer ecosystem.